Okay, we'll start with our star people here, Greg.
We love you, Greg.
The first place that we went back to, I was in a countryside. There wasn't a lot of trees. There were numerous villages with centralized type castles. I remember being a part of a community, and the community was striving to become one with other communities. I was the representative of that community. And I feel very uncomfortable in saying this, JJ.
Was it a spiritual community?
No. No, I was basically a knight. And I was the representative of that group to be a part of an organization that would become one and seeking and striving to.
Was it the Knights Templar or something?
It could have been. But I was part of an organization that tried to send forth and protect the truth and to protect the communities that we were involved with. The second one, I went back to the previous life that we discussed the other night, and I found myself on a boat. And I remember the darkness of the community and the era that we lived in. And I remember casting nets across the bow of my boat, there with a family member, and bringing in the fish. And it was an extremely hard life, but we were content because we were successful enough to take care of ourselves and our small families.
That was the time of Christ?
It was.
Was it before? Did you go back before or after the crucifixion?
It was before.
What?
It was as I was a young man.
Remember any encounter with Jesus?
No. No, this was before. Well, I shouldn't say before, but it was before the calling.
Okay.
And I remember the relationship that I had with he was my brother. And the opportunities that we had together. We often thought about the darkness, spiritual darkness that surrounded us, and the seeking of a light that would break forth and free us from the suppression that we felt. We had heard of the teachings of a man that seemed so strange. There were those that called him a wild man, but we were drawn to those teachings. And at that point, I was brought back to the present. So,
okay.
Those were my thoughts.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you.
I think I slept through most of it. And I didn't have a specific impression. I had one thing that came back to me a couple of different times while you were talking. And seemed to be a picture of a graveyard. And it had very well mowed, well tended lawns.
Yeah.
And some grave sites were simple and some were very ornate. And I seemed to see that. I came back to that several times.
Right. I had like a journey inward. I felt like I was inside my body doing some work inside. And then after that, just as far as past lives, I didn't have anything specific this time. It was just locations, like I was on a ship. I was in a house, and I was going towards this door that I was nervous to go through. So I was trying to open that door. I said, I wanted to open the door and let the light in. And then we came back.
I think I just experienced a continuation of our earlier group energy.
Okay, it looked like you were somewhere.
I was.
Not quite. You were not in this world. Like,
not quite so much.
Nothing very clear. I was somewhere in the 1890s. That's about all I got.
Mine was successful. Mine was successful. I felt like I went back into a time period. I'm not sure what time period it was, but I could see myself as a really poor peasant woman, overworked and struggling and cooking and cleaning and, you know, kids all around and really poor, and the floor, the house was really too small, and the floor was dirt, and it was really wild, actually.
Did you get any impression what time period it was?
I couldn't tell, but it was, I think the walls were made out of stone, and I don't think I had an inside stove or anything like that. Not anything modern.
And did you go back to when you were 2 years old or a baby?
Yeah.
What did you see there?
Well, I actually saw myself being born before I was born.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then my second impression was even more wild. It was completely the opposite. I think it was in the 1800s, and then my life was completely the opposite. I was very wealthy and lived in a huge mansion and had a lot of money. I think it was in the South.
Oh, okay.
And there were lots of trees, and I just was in the upstairs, but I can't really describe how it was like, except for a great big huge bedroom and beautiful furniture. And then, you know, you started saying, you know, we're going to come back, and I thought, no, I don't want to leave. And it was just, so it was really neat.
Okay, well, good. Did you get any impression you knew Curtis?
Not at all.
Not at all.
Not at all. I really thought.
Not even as a poor dirt farmer.
No, it was just totally selfish. You know, it was just a selfish journey.
Okay.
Sorry.
Wow. Well, it was a nice meditation. I didn't really go anywhere, because I'm like you, but
yeah,
just enjoyed being here. And
okay, Susie, you're doing good.
I normally just listen to JJ talk, but this time, even though I wasn't tired, I just immediately fell asleep. And the only thing I heard was occasionally you would say something, and then I was awake when you, so, and you didn't, it's not like you raised your voice, but.
Did you like go to, did you have a period of time where you were just not here or something?
Or? Yeah, I mean, yeah, like I say, I'm not tired now, nor was I then, but
yeah.
So I heard a few key things you said, but I didn't hear much past the left or the right knee.
Oh, really? So well, maybe you went somewhere and don't remember it.
Yeah, that's what I was, while I was there.
Didn't I tell you then to remember everything?
No.
Did I say that?
Yes, you did.
Yeah, okay, well, he should remember it then,
okay,
if he went somewhere.
When I was there, I felt like I was somewhere, I just didn't know where. But. which was the first for me, because usually I just sit and listen.
Yeah, well,
talk.
Maybe on an individual basis, you might go back pretty easy. Okay.
So. I actually kind of had a similar experience where I've had dreams and impressions in the past that have kind of scared me, and I don't know if they're from past lives or not, but so I have a kind of a fear of going back and remembering, and I was trying to just overcome that, but as I was listening to you, I had a similar experience where I wasn't tired at all, but I kind of tried to keep focusing on what you were saying and follow it, but I just went somewhere else, and then the next thing I heard was, okay, we're going to come back now. And I was perfectly wide awake, so
And you don't have any memory in between?
No, so I don't know if I'm just blocking it out, because I've had dreams and stuff in the past that have kind of freaked me out, so...
Interesting. Okay.